Well, it turns out House Speaker Dade Phelan did worse on Tuesday than anyone realized. This is Friday, March 8th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we've made it to the end of a very busy week. Thanks for spending part of your Friday here with the Texas Minute. By way of a programming note, there won't be a Monday edition of the Texas Minute next week. We'll resume on Tuesday, March 12th. Now let's get to today's news. Although the number of encounters with illegal aliens crossing into the United States along the Texas border has dropped significantly recently, an individual on the FBI's terror watch list was apprehended late last month trying to do so. Border security advocates say that the fact the man even tried to cross into the United States is evidence that more needs to be done to secure the border. Here's a very important aspect of this story. The suspected terrorist was apprehended not by federal agents, but rather by the Texas Department of Public Safety. Among those incumbent Republicans pushed into a runoff election is State Representative Justin Holland of Heath. He received just 38.8% of the vote in Tuesday's election, well short of the majority needed to win the nomination, and not even coming in first place. Coming in first place was former Trump campaign spokeswoman Katrina Pearson, who earned 39.4% of the vote. Yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick endorsed Katrina Pearson's campaign, joining Attorney General Ken Paxton and Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, who had previously endorsed Pearson's run. In other election roundup news, one incumbent member of the State Board of Education was defeated outright by a conservative challenger, while two others were forced into runoffs. In the Fort Worth-based District 11, youth pastor Brandon Hall beat incumbent Patricia Hardy, a retired educator, by 6 percentage points. Central Texas's District 10 saw incumbent Tom Maynard push into a runoff against education reformer Mary Bone. And in District 12, which stretches from Dallas to Northeast Texas, incumbent Pam Little was forced into a runoff against Jamie Coleman. With the final numbers in, Dade Phelan placed second in the House District 21 Republican primary election this week. Finishing in first place was David Covey, who received 1,000 more votes than Mr. Phelan. Put bluntly, that's a very poor showing for the incumbent Speaker of the Texas House. According to tallies presented by the Texas Secretary of State, Phelan received 14,547 votes compared to Covey's 15,579. Since neither received a majority of the votes in the three-person contest, the Republican nominee will be decided in the May 28th runoff. The Texas Minute will be right back.
News and analysis on what's happening in Texas. End your day with daily headlines from Texas Scorecard. Every day at 5 p.m., join me, Brandon Waltons, as we recap the biggest stories of the day and talk about why they matter to you. Listen and subscribe to Daily Headlines from Texas Scorecard.
U.S. Senator Ted Cruz's campaign announced a new coalition to get Democrats to cross party lines for his reelection. Called Democrats for Cruz, the group will be working against Democrat Colin Allred. Presidio County Sheriff Danny Dominguez is one of those participating in this effort. He's an elected Democrat sheriff. He said he's supporting Cruz because Democrats have, quote, gone out of control on border security issues. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. The Texas Minute is produced in the 1836 studios, and today's stories were based on original reporting by Emily Medeiros, Brandon Waltons, and Luca Cacciatore. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.